back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Ann Booth Dayton joins me. She's the Vice President and Senior Director of Marketing Sales and Business Development in New York and London for Collectrium, an online platform for keeping all of your valuable collectibles and managing those collectibles, managing an understanding of the value and the increasing value over time of your collectibles. A great idea, and found out about this through the Christie's International Real Estate event back in September, where I received my Christie's International Marketing Expert designation. So, Ann, I'm so glad we met. Glad to have you back on the show. And you were right in midstream before we went into our half-hour break. So carry on from there, or anything else you'd like to do.
Okay, awesome. Thanks again for having me, Eric.
Sure.
As we've been talking about, Collectrium is the leading digital platform for managing and caring for your collection of fine art and luxury collectibles. In addition to the luxury experience of our platform, we also offer a bespoke white glove service where for folks who are maybe a little less comfortable or less familiar with using computers and mobile devices, mm-hmm. we are happy to come to someone's home, photograph their collection, and take the dimensions and details of, and description of the collection and put all that information onto our Collectrium platform. And doing so is a bespoke service, and we also thereby enable the collector to engage with their collection at any time. So I wanted to ask you, do you have a mobile phone, Eric?
I have a mobile phone, and yes, I do.
And I bet you have either an Android or an iPhone, right, with big images.
I have an iPhone, that's correct, yes, with big images.
That's right, with a big screen. And so because Collectrium is based in the cloud, you would be able to pull up on your phone your entire collection, and you could show your friends over lunch mm-hmm. which painting you acquired, or you could share a new watch that you were planning to sell. And there's a whole number of ways that you can share your collection and admire it and engage with it while you're on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that would be a lot of fun. It creates a question for you. If you have it there, and let's say you have it in your collection, does Collectrium automatically update a sense of value for that item through some algorithm or some tracking of recent sales by that, you know, by that artist or otherwise?
You can look at the value of your item. The way that's configured in Collectrium is decided by the owner. So each person will configure how they want to look at the value of the items in their collection. In addition, Collectrium includes what we call the market database.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 10 million auction transactions, so past transactions and sales numbers for luxury collectibles and fine art. So, for example, if you had a beautiful watch that your grandfather had gifted you mm-hmm. and you wanted to see how much that was selling for in the marketplace, you could go onto your Collectrium account on your phone and you could put in, you know, a Rolex with the description detail, and you'd be able to see what sort of prices that type of Rolex was being sold for in recent years right there on your mobile phone.
I love the idea of having immediate accessibility to look at the things. I mean, if you have a painting and you love the painting, you don't have to always go home to see the painting, right? And you wouldn't normally, you might take a picture of it with your iPhone and keep it in your database. But if you have it easily findable among all of your valuables, easily findable on this web-based platform, it gives you accessibility. As you said, you can share the image with a friend, say, hey, this is a painting I just got, or here's one of my favorite pieces I own, or even if you're thinking about selling a piece. Now, let me ask you, if you have it in Collectrium, you could maybe send out a message through Collectrium saying, hey, I'm considering selling this. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Eric. You can use Collectrium to create a beautiful email with a large image of the piece you're considering selling with all of the provenance and details around that piece, and you can send that email to whomever you wish to open a dialogue around selling or even gifting to a museum or to a family member that piece.
One of the reasons I've had you on, Anne, is that the majority of the listeners that I have been collecting for a long time. And some have collected paintings, some have collected wine, some have collected, Batman dolls. Who knows? You know, it could be anything. I've been in houses where one guy collected sneakers. So whatever your collection is, to have a potential way of organizing it where it's online and you put your information into it once and you provide the provenance once, you have now an easily accessible information source of everything that you have that's collectible, which is not only a benefit to you, but it's also a benefit to your heirs because it's all in one place. And now a conversation can be had about what pieces, or you can sell a piece off if you want, or, you know, acquire another piece through the knowledge that you gain through Collectrium. Now, clearly there's going to be a cost like there is for most anything, but what I want to encourage my listening audience to do is to contact Anne Booth Dayton and have a conversation with her about your collection. Discuss what you have. Email her, and Anne, I'm going to ask you if you would give contact information for yourself again so that our listeners could hear you, and then we're going to move on to another segment of the show, and it's been a thrill to have you join me this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure. So my email is anne@collectrium.com, collectrium.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach me at the office, and my number is 212-468-7159.
Say that number one more time.
Sure. 212-468-7159.
Anne Booth Dayton with Collectrium from Collectrium.com. If you have information, want information, you can get in touch with Anne. And just mention that you heard it here with me, Eric Stewart, here on The Eric Stewart Show. She'll take great care of you. And thanks again, Anne. Have a nice day.
My pleasure. Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
Hey, when I get back, you want to sell your house, you want to sell it fast and for top dollar, do you really need to have an open house? You've heard me say no, and I mean that. You do not need to hold an open house. But what happened when I put a house up on an open house 2 hours before I held it open for just an hour and a half? I had 16 groups through. What happened next right after this?